Article 4. Practice of Real Estate Service. Section 25. Oath. All successful examinees qualified for registration and all qualified applicants for registration without examination as well as accredited salespersons shall be required to take an oath before any member of the board or any officer of the commission duly authorized by the commission to administer oaths prior to entering into the practice of real estate service in the Philippines. Section 26. Professional Indemnity Insurance Cash or Surety Bond. All real estate brokers and private real estate appraisers shall, in addition to the oath referred to in the preceding section, be required to post a professional indemnity insurance cash or surety bond, renewable every three years, in an amount to be determined by the board, which in no case shall be less than 20,000 pesos, p20,000.00, without prejudice to the additional requirement of the client. Section 27. Acts constituting the practice of real estate service. Any single act or transaction embraced within the provisions of Section 3G hereof, as performed by real estate service practitioners, shall constitute an act of engaging in the practice of real estate service. Section 28. Exemptions from the acts constituting the practice of real estate service. The provisions of this act and its rules and regulations shall not apply to the following. Any person, natural or juridical, who shall directly perform by himself herself the acts mentioned in Section 3 hereof with reference to his her or its own property, except real estate developers. B. Any receiver, trustee or assignee in bankruptcy or insolvency proceedings. C. Any person acting pursuant to the order of any court of justice. D. Any person who is a duly constituted attorney in fact for purposes of sale, mortgage, lease or exchange, or other similar contracts of real estate, without requiring any form of compensation or remuneration, and e. public officers in the performance of their official duties and functions, except government assessors and appraisers. Section 29. Prohibition against the unauthorized practice of real estate service. No person shall practice or offer to practice real estate service in the Philippines or offer himself herself as real estate service practitioner, or use the title, word, letter, figure or any sign tending to convey the impression that one is a real estate service practitioner, or advertise or indicate in any manner whatsoever that one is qualified to practice the profession, or be appointed as real property appraiser or assessor in any national government entity or local government unit, unless he/she has satisfactorily passed the licensure examination given by the board, except as otherwise provided in this act, a holder of a valid certificate of registration and professional identification card or a valid special temporary permit duly issued to him/her by the board and the commission, and in the case of real estate brokers and private appraisers, they have paid the required bond as hereto provided. Section 30. Positions in government requiring the services of registered and licensed real estate service practitioners, within three years from the effectivity of this act, all existing and new positions in the national and local governments, whether career, permanent, temporary or contractual, and primarily requiring the services of any real estate service practitioner, shall be filled only by registered and licensed real estate service practitioners. All incumbent assessors holding permanent appointments shall continue to perform their functions without need for reappointment and without diminution of status, rank and salary grade, and shall enjoy security of tenure. However, they may not be promoted to a higher position until they meet the qualification requirements of that higher position as herein prescribed. Nothing in this act shall be construed to reduce any benefit, interest, or right enjoyed by the incumbents at the time of the enactment of this act. The appointing authority shall exercise his power to appoint the assessor in accordance with the provisions of this act only when a vacancy occurs. Section 31. Supervision of real estate salespersons. For real estate salespersons, no examination shall be given, but they shall be accredited by the board, provided that they have completed at least two years of college and have undergone training and seminars in real estate brokerage, as may be required by the board. Real estate salespersons shall be under the direct supervision and accountability of a real estate broker. As such, they cannot by themselves be signatories to a written agreement involving a real estate transaction unless the real estate broker who has direct supervision and accountability over them is also a signatory thereto. No real estate salesperson, either directly or indirectly, can negotiate, mediate or transact any real estate transaction for and in behalf of a real estate broker without first securing an authorized accreditation as real estate salesperson for the real estate broker, as prescribed by the board. A real estate broker shall be guilty of violating this act for employing or utilizing the services of a real estate salesperson when he/she has not secured the required accreditation from the board prior to such employment. No salesperson shall be entitled to receive or demand a fee, commission or compensation of any kind from any person, other than the duly licensed real estate broker who has direct control and supervision over him, for any service rendered or work done by such salesperson in any real estate transaction. No violation of this provision shall be a cause for revocation or suspension of the certificate of registration of the real estate broker unless there was actual knowledge of such violation or the broker retains the benefits, profits or proceeds of a transaction wrongfully negotiated by the salesperson. Section 32. Corporate practice of the real estate service. No partnership or corporation shall engage in the business of real estate service unless it is duly registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission SEC, and the persons authorized to act for the partnership or corporation are all duly registered and licensed real estate brokers, appraisers or consultants, as the case may be. The partnership or corporation shall regularly submit a list of its real estate service practitioners to the Commission and to the SEC as part of its annual repertorial requirements. There shall at least be one licensed real estate broker for every 20 accredited salespersons. B. Divisions or departments of partnerships and corporations engaged in marketing or selling any real estate development project in the regular course of business must be headed by full-time registered and licensed real estate brokers. C. Branch offices of real estate brokers, appraisers or consultants must be manned by a duly licensed real estate broker, appraiser or consultant as the case may be. In case of resignation or termination from employment of a real estate service practitioner, the same shall be reported by the employer to the board within a period not to exceed 15 days from the date of effectivity of the resignation or termination. Subject to the provisions of the Labor Code, a corporation or partnership may hire the services of registered and licensed real estate brokers, appraisers or consultants on commission basis to perform real estate services and the latter shall be deemed independent contractors and not employees of such corporations. Section 33. Display of license in the place of business. Every registered and licensed real estate service practitioner shall establish and maintain a principal place of business and such other branch offices as may be necessary, and shall conspicuously display therein the original and or certified true copies of his/her certificate of registration as well as the certificates of registration of all the real estate service practitioners employed in such office. Section 34. Accreditation and integration of real estate service associations. All real estate service associations shall be integrated into one national organization, which shall be recognized by the board, subject to the approval of the commission, as the only accredited and integrated professional organization of real estate service practitioners. A real estate service practitioner duly registered with the board shall automatically become a member of the accredited and integrated professional organization of real estate service practitioners, and shall receive the benefits and privileges appurtenant thereto. Membership in the accredited and integrated professional organization of real estate service practitioners shall not be a bar to membership in other associations of real estate service practitioners. Section 35. Code of Ethics and Responsibilities for Real Estate Service Practitioners. The board shall adopt and promulgate the Code of Ethics and Responsibilities for Real Estate Service Practitioners which shall be prescribed and issued by the accredited and integrated professional organization of real estate service practitioners. Section 36. Continuing Professional Education, CPE, program. The board shall develop, prescribe and promulgate guidelines on CPE upon consultation with the accredited and integrated professional organization of real estate service practitioners, affiliated association of real estate service practitioners and other concerned sectors, and in accordance with such policies as may have been prescribed by the board, subject to the approval of the commission. The board shall create a CPE council that shall be composed of a chairperson coming from the board, a member from the accredited and integrated professional organization of real estate service practitioners and a member from the academe. Section 37. Enforcement assistance to the board. The board shall be assisted by the commission in carrying out the provisions of this act and its implementing rules and regulations and other policies. The lawyers of the commission shall act as prosecutors against illegal practitioners and other violators of this act and its rules. The duly constituted authorities of the government shall likewise assist the board and the commission in enforcing the provisions of this act and its rules. Section 38. Indication of the certificate of registration, professional identification card license number, privilege tax receipt, PTR, number and accredited professional organization, APO number. Real estate service practitioners shall be required to indicate the certificate of registration, professional identification card, PTR number, and APO receipt number, and the date of issuance and the duration of validity on the documents he/she signs, uses or issues in connection with the practice of his/her profession.